The Brady Report. For the TAB. For the best EPL money back special, get the Tap Touch. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.
It is a Monday morning. Andrew Brady, g'day.
Yeah, morning, fellas. Morning, everyone.
A big crackdown on those laser lights, mate.
Yeah, so these laser pens have been causing havoc here for years. People shining them at aircraft, people shining them at trains. Only last week we had a British man and his son spoken to in Spain, and they are accused of shining them from their hotel balcony at aircraft coming into land at Malaga Airport in Spain. Now, if convicted, they face a fine of nearly $1 million Australian dollars. So the government is looking at bringing in new legislation. They'll basically enforce licensing. So you'll need a license to buy them, a license to sell them, and they're going to restrict the advertising of them as well.
Jeremy Clarkson, is he out of hospital yet?
No, we learned today, courtesy of his Sunday Times column, he is still recovering from pneumonia. Typical Clarkson, he says it's the kind of thing that his mother used to say to him when he was a kid. If he went out in a vest in the evening, his mother would say, you'll end up with pneumonia. And he says, well, now I have it. And he says that the doctors in Spain gave him a very simple choice. He told them he wasn't too happy to be stuck in hospital. And they said, well, stay in hospital and you recover. If you leave the hospital, you're going to die.
Goodness. Mo Farah, what's his race the other night? A little bit unlucky, but he never really looked a winning chance to me.
No, he didn't, actually. The Ethiopians, I think, ganged up on him, and they ran a very, very strong race. So he ended on a silver note. It wasn't the golden goodbye to track and field that he was hoping for. I was invited along to his news conference this morning here in London, and it was going very well until a tabloid reporter started asking questions about his integrity and his legacy. They've been pointing the finger at Farah's coach, Alberto Salazar, for quite some time. Now, I should point out, Mo Farah has never failed a drugs test in his life, and he is vehemently anti-doping. He is a very, very strong, clean runner. He has always been that way. And he lost his cool today, momentarily, which makes the newspapers. He said, history doesn't lie. And he said, you people have tried to build me up and break me down. And he said, you're trying to destroy my reputation and ruin my legacy. And with that, he thumped his chest and he said, I'm proud to be clean. I'm proud to be a British athlete. I'm proud to be a winner. And he said, now I want to spend some time with my family, my kids. And he said, I do things the right way. And he got up and walked off.
Well, he has been a champion. There's no doubt about that, mate. So are you. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Bring it on, guys. Have a great day.